What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Sean Morris, Tiki Barber, Tommy Lugauer, Connor Green, having a grand old time here on the final Thursday of February. One more day to get through. Saturday, March 1st, Aaron Judge going to play on Saturday. Finally get him to take some swings at a baseball game, which would be nice. Go back on the Odyssey app, rewind, top of the show, 2 o'clock Eastern. We talked about Travis Hunter coming out today, talking about the idea of him playing both sides and whether it's something you truly even want to put on a player you're picking in the top 5 or top 10. We just hit on a lot of Jason Dominguez dropping another ball in the outfield today, and what a problem that is for the Yankees. Tiki, before we get back to the calls, there is an unbelievable development in the television world that I don't know what I'm going to do. Daddy and Mommy Pig are having a third kid.
What?
Peppa Pig and
are
George.
Are you serious?
They are having a third child.
How is that possible? You're not allowed to do that.
How am I supposed to explain this?
Bart and Maggie, yeah. And what's Lisa?
They're Simpsons.
Yeah. The
Simpsons.
Yeah. They've had like the same number of kids for...
And that's it. Peppa hasn't
three
grown
kids,
up.
The Simpsons.
Peppa hasn't grown up. George hasn't grown up. And now I got to have a conversation with my 3-year-old on how Daddy and Mommy Pig are getting a third pig.
No, it makes the perfect sense. The dad, as we know, is running a Ponzi scheme.
He is.
So in order to pay off, that's why he's doing the Ponzi scheme, is because they had a third kid coming. He needed more money.
Here's a little memo.
So they're getting an excuse of why he's cheating.
Correct.
Oh, makes sense.
Look,
that pyramid scheme that Peppa Pig...
He is running a pyramid scheme for anybody who's never seen the show. And for those of you that haven't, just wait till you have kids. You'll be very aware.
I'm out of that phase, by the way.
Thank God.
Now I just have an 11-year-old saying, Daddy, how do I have mommy's blood or your blood?
Oh, God. But this is my problem. I don't need that question because Mommy and Daddy Pig decided off camera to have a third pig.
Oink, oink, oink.
No, thank you. We'll hear from you, Bad Tiki.
Thanks, Bad Tiki. We didn't need you to interject right there.
Hello, SNY, brother.
Sean, you have two daughters. Are they under the impression that that's it? They can't have a brother on the way or another sister?
Oh, what you're saying is now they're going to want...
No, they're not. But the younger one has really no feel for how she got here or what happened. Mm. The older one has put her foot down. We're not allowed to have any more kids.
Well, she has no authority.
She doesn't like change. She doesn't want to share a bedroom. I don't really want to put a dormer on the house. but the younger one does want another sibling. So now if Peppa Pig is walking around with a new sibling, it's going to cause strife between my kids.
Yeah, it's funny because I think we are now in a world.
That's the last thing I need in my house.
You already have two of those.
Yes.
Which is nuts to have two dogs, two kids. That's just way too much stuff.
That's my house. That's the average life. That's the average family.
To have two dogs?
Two dogs, two kids.
Why do you need another dog? They all do the same stuff.
You don't want the one dog being lonely.
Yes.
Okay. It's a dog. It has no idea what's going on. I know people get annoyed with that. They have no idea what's going on. Why do they get so excited when you come home? Because they're idiots and they think you're left forever. So you think they realize if there's other dogs in the house and whether or not that makes their life better?
I guess. I don't know.
Dude, I've lost control of my house, but I just know this. I didn't need more stress, which is telling everybody why Peppa has another brother.
So, Sean, you're saying that households across America now, maybe they have either one kid, two kids, and they're good.
Yeah.
They feel like they're going to get pressured by their kids because Peppa and Mrs. Pig are having another kid. They got to explain why you guys aren't.
You watch an uptick in more families adding kids now because of mommy and daddy. That's all I'm telling you.
It's just like that. It's easy. Just add a kid.
Oink, oink, kid. Oink.
Think the Yankees got problems? 888-808-1019. All right, let's go back to the calls. Conrad and Cherry Hill. Conrad, what's up?
What up, Conrad?
All right, so they're going to have to give us a couple of episodes of Mama Pig being pregnant.
Well, that's the other thing.
Wait, hold on. Hold on, Conrad. Did they already have the baby?
No. They announced, next season. It. But he's right.
So, Conrad, you're right.
And Mommy Pig is a pig. How much bigger is that belly going to get?
There's an episode where Peppa is having an imaginary baby. And, you know, Mama Pig had this whole thing of explaining to her about, you know, baby pigs and how she came about and all of that.
All right, so, tell us you have a toddler without telling us you have a toddler, because Conrad knows way too much about Peppa Pig.
Conrad, you're going inside the episodes here, man. You podcasting after baby.
You can tell I'm a dad.
Yeah, no doubt.
So the point is good times. So, Tiki, I'm a diehard Giants fan and love everything that you did.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, man, awesome. Shador, I think he's ready, and I think he's NFL ready, because I think that he's been down there with Coach Shermer and the type of offense that they've been running.
Good point.
I think that he's ready for that next level, because he's been in that type of system for over 2 years now.
Yeah.
Now, the other point with Deion, I think the fact that Deion is a Hall of Famer, knows football the way that he does, he's able to coach him to read defenses, and it's translate on the field, because I've watched this kid play. He's a pocket passer, but he got a sneaky 10 in him. Meaning, you know, if there's a lane he has to take off,
right,
he'll do it and he'll run, and you'll be like, oh, wow, that's a quick 10. He doesn't come across as super fast, but
right.
I think when we look at Joe Burrow, Burrow throw a great ball, but, you know, he's not fast either, but he could get a quick 10 if he has to.
No, you're right. So, it's really the mentality, Conrad. It's does he have the mentality to do that on the NFL level? And, look, I think all of these kids, they're learning now that it's one read, maybe two, and if it's not there, in the NFL, you're going to get hit.
Right.
Right, you're not going, oh, it's one, two, three, unless you have a great offensive line. You're not getting that much time. And so it's a learning curve, and can he be successful at it? Yeah, but there's just question marks around him. Just like there's question marks around Cam. The challenge for me with either of these quarterbacks in the first round is that if you miss and they're just bad for whatever reason, it sets you back so far.
Big time.
I don't think you're going to miss on these other options. Abdul Carter, Travis Hunter.
Those two mainly.
Those two mainly, but I don't think you're missing. But if you're at three, you're getting a very good player, regardless. You just hope it's not a quarterback that you miss on.
Right, right. Now, of course, the caveat is Hunter and Carter go one and two, and those are the two big camp misses.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, when you start weighing the risk-reward of drafting one of those rookie quarterbacks, now, there's a lot of great players,
mm-hmm.
but you can't tell me none of those guys don't have bust potential from Campbell to Will Johnson.
I mean, everybody does at this point.
Of course.
It's just like
we thought Evan Neal wasn't a bust.
Exactly. It's almost impossible to predict anymore.
Yep. Carmelo in Freehold. Carmelo, what's up?
What's up, Carmelo?
Hey, guys. What's going on? So I think that if Travis is available at three, I think the Giants should take him. But if he's not, given the need at the defensive back positions, what do you all think about them trading back to 6 or 7 and then getting Jahdae Barron with that third overall pick and then scooping up some picks later, maybe getting Trey Amos or Xavier Watts from Notre Dame, safety?
Right.
Look, right. I'm in favor of a trade back if you're getting a first-round pick next year, clearly,
mm-hmm.
and I also have to weigh the team I'm trading with. Like, I'm not interested in a trade back with a team picking in the 20s that I think is going to be a playoff team.
Right.
If you're telling me the Raiders or the Jets, I'm using those two teams as an example.
Just because they're right there.
Right there. I'm not falling too far back. Then, yeah. And I think that there's a chance those two teams could be picking in the top 5 to 7 next year, mm-hmm. which could help in the quarterback right. situation.
Yeah, the last thing you want to do is trade with a team that's going to give you a 25th.
That's
overall pick.
Look, and if that happens, and you know, I'm going to bring up the Jets and Raiders, and they take off, have great, so be it.
Yeah.
But I'm weighing the risk reward on where my first round pick that I'm getting is going to be next year, because I still need talented players that I think are higher can't misses this year.
Right. That's the risk of trading. So teams like the Rams, like, they always would trade their first round pick because they didn't care. Like, mm-hmm. they knew they were drafting sub 20.
Right.
And so value they were getting for the player, the veteran that they were trading for, was so much better than the 25th, 4th, 6th, 7th pick or 30th pick that you were getting the following year. And, you know, it's interesting to live that way because you really never get to draft and develop. But if you're winning, who cares?
Of course. And you're just constantly getting other draft capital in other rounds and stuff by trading out anyway. And just remember, the last time the Giants did this, we all got all pumped up, and the pick was used, the 7th overall pick, on Evan Neal.
Yeah.
So just be careful what you wish for if there's a big
but
time star.
But that was Joe Shane's first draft, right?
No, that was Gettleman.
That was Gettleman.
Gettleman, because that was Kadarius Toney.
Oh, that's right.
That was it. I'm just, again, I'm not blaming that on Joe Shane. I'm just saying, if you have a chance, the Giants don't have enough talented, awesome players. And if you think a guy's awesome, they could add Micah Parsons instead of trading.
They wanted Devontae Smith.
Right. And then they didn't. Could have taken Parsons, traded back instead. And that pick was used on Justin Fields, by the way. Joe, it all comes first. Joe in New Jersey. Joe, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Just as an aside, I was at your last game you ever played, I think, the playoff game in Philly.
Oh, God. You know, yeah, Brian Westbrook just drove me crazy. Just couldn't stop him. Right down the field, game-winning field goal,
career's over. David freaking Akers.
David Akers, that's right.
Yeah, you guys tied it up in the last minute, and I thought you were winning overtime.
So did I. until
a quick 2 points. One, on the Dominguez thing, my opinion is if Bellinger is the better defensive player, you put him in center, and Dominguez has to play left field or DH.
Okay, Joe, I'm going to let you finish your point. We all know that Bellinger is likely the better defensive center fielder, but if Dominguez is a flat-out unplayable disaster in left, don't you take a little away from the center field? I don't think Dominguez would be a disaster in center to do this. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have one position where it's like hold your breath every time the ball's in the air.
Yeah, but if you could play center, you could play left. Now,
okay, everybody keeps saying that. Left. Clearly, that's not the case right now.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge.
Well, you put him out there every day until he learns how to play the position. Because if he could play center, he could play left over there.
Yeah.
And the second point.
Go ahead. Keep going.
Tiki, over there. The second thing is, on the 7th pick, if you the Jets pick at 7, would you take a quarterback, assuming the first two guys are gone?
If I was the Jets at 7, I don't think any of those values, appreciate your call, Joe, I don't think anybody left is worth a top 10 pick, meaning Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe or Quinn Ewers. There's another one I can't think of.
The kid from Syracuse everybody loves.
Yeah.
McCord.
Yeah. But I don't think those guys are worth top 10 picks. Because it just, I used to have this list. It's somewhere. I'll find it. Where if you draft a player in the top, like, 5, that guy better be perennial all-pro. Like, top 10, it's, you know, repeated pro bowler. You know, number 1, hopefully he's a Hall of Famer, right? That's... like, the where you draft a guy, that's where his expectation that comes with that draft position. I don't think there's a lot of these quarterbacks that are going to be perennial Pro Bowlers.
All right.
And so, to me, it kicks them out of the top 10, but it's mitigated because you know that every team is desperate for a quarterback. Because if you don't have one, you don't have one.
This is very funny, Tiki, but because this happened before Travis Hunter spoke this morning and everything, Dominguez dropping the fly ball. I woke up this morning and I was stewing around what to open the show with. And I said, we've done a lot of Giants and Stafford. Man, that Jet quarterback situation is really interesting. And I started to do the deep dive on the combine stuff, doing my prep work, as they like to say, Tiki. And I almost came to you with a Jets open that you're leading me right into today at 4:12, okay? I think we are going to walk out of this weekend with the combine and all the players meeting with the teams and everything. And I think you're in agreement on this. More than two quarterbacks are going to end up going in the first round. Reach
there's going to be probably four.
Probably four. And we think Jackson Dart's at least going to be one of those. Mm-hmm. Okay. We have now seen and heard from Darren Mooji a little more than we thought that first day when they introduced both. Yep. And it was all about Aaron Glenn. Part of the reason Darren Mooji is here, on top of being a smart young mind,
Darren Moutet.
He just came from a franchise, albeit Sean Payton's fingerprints are all over, with a really great defense that did something everybody in Denver and everybody in the NFL made fun of the Broncos for doing, which was taking Bo Nix in the first round.
Who everybody had when it started in the third or fourth round.
Yep.
By the time draft day came around, he was like, man, maybe he's going to move into the back of the first.
Mm-hmm. And it worked.
And then he got
out.
Taken at, what, 12?
I forget the exact pick.
It was high.
Right.
Higher than everybody thought.
And Bo Nix, by the way, has a long track record, was at Auburn, mm-hmm. and obviously then he went to Oregon. But that was very, very much something that was mocked. And as the season went on, Bo Nix played better football. And who knows, maybe it's a one-year wonder, maybe continues to progress. His career is yet to be determined.
Right.
The Broncos looked smart in the end.
Oh, of course.
Okay? And I take you back to last year's draft. And be honest with yourselves, we know the season's played out and everything. How many of us, when the Falcons took Michael Penix in the top 10, sat and went, what the hell are the Falcons doing?
Yeah.
And that was a guy maybe later, first round, something like that.
Right.
I'm just laying that out to say, while we've all been focused on the Giants and veteran quarterback, the Jets said, you know, see you later, Aaron Rodgers. They have a GM that just did this last year.
Yeah.
I'm not convinced that the Jets won't be the first team to take a chance on one of these quarterbacks. So we all hold our breath and say the same damn thing we said about Denver and Atlanta last year.
Well, here's the thing with the Jets. The Giants are actually in the exact same spot, but we look at it differently because we look at, at least I look at it, bringing in that veteran that's going to play and win right now.
Right.
So Matt Stafford type of player. The Jets with a new regime are absolutely in the spot where, all right, guys, we have no quarterback. Actually, you have Tyrod Taylor.
Right.
But we don't have the quarterback we necessarily want. Let's just draft a quarterback. Even if it's an overdraft.
Because, right.
Because it was 12. That's what Sean Payton did at 12.
Yes.
I think he overdrafted a quarterback. But the only reason I felt confident and okay with that was because it was Sean Payton.
Right.
Like Sean Payton, he's the kind of coach, and I know this from personal experience, where he'll tell you, this is what we're going to do. You're going to do it exactly this way. And if it doesn't work, it's not my fault. It's because you're not doing it right type of thing. What I'm calling works, if you don't like it, blank and fire me. That's literally a quote from him. And so when he drafted Bo Nix, I just knew Bo Nix was going to figure it out because Sean Payton is going to force you to figure it out.
Yes.
Right? Did the Jets have that? Like, do they have that offensive mind that's so sure and not going to second-guess himself that you draft a kid who's maybe an overdraft and you're going to force him to be successful? Because I think that's what happened. Sean, in some ways, forced Bo Nix to be successful. And we saw it with some of the conflict that was happening in the preseason, early in the season. They were, bickering at each other about the way that a play was called and, like, all these other things that Sean, as an aggressive offensive mind, forces to happen. The Jets don't have that.
They don't.
And so if you're going to overdraft, it's a humongous risk.
I think your concern is totally valid. It's exactly why I would give pause to this. But the Jets are going to be a defensive first team next year no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where, everybody forgets early in the year, Bo Nix wasn't lighting it up to start the year. They were winning games like that Jet game because their defense was insanely awesome.
Yep.
And if you get enough of those moments and your defense can build just some momentum and you can continue to learn on this. And oh, by the way, fair or unfair to Tyrod Taylor, he's done this before. Justin Herbert, Baker Mayfield. He's been the veteran in the room with a young rookie.
God, I feel so bad for him.
I do too.
But if that happens, I feel so bad for him.
And I feel bad for him. I get it. But also, maybe you don't feel pressure to start the kid right away. And the Jets last year by taking Olu Fashanu, taking care of their left tackle spot. We know they have obviously Sauce Gardner. They have Garrett Wilson. In many ways, the Jets have figured out the pass rushers, McDonald, Jermaine, they don't have a must-need hit in round one of the draft.
Right.
But not to say they don't have holes that they could fill. And if you're Mougie and you want to sit there and give Sean Payton credit, there's got to be a little ego in that room that goes, I saw the way we handled it. I know we have the people in here that can do this. Even if it's the wrong thought.
Yeah. I hear what you say. I think you might be giving Darren Mougie a little bit too much credit.
I know I am.
That was Sean Payton.
I know I am. I'm just saying, he gets hired, right?
Yeah,
and you
of
become
course.
The man. Aren't you going to lean on what worked in
100%.
Your previous area?
No, you take the experiences, your past experiences, and you draw them forward, especially when you step into a leadership role like he has. But I think if I was telling him to be cautious, I would tell him, think about who's going to be tasked with doing the job you're asking him to do.
Johnny Morton.
Okay.
Not the
wide receiver.
No,
also USC, but not that. Not that Johnny Morton.
So, Tiki, if we're both in agreement that we think at least three, if not four, quarterbacks are total going to go in the first round.
Yeah.
Start to do the math on teams. Now, one of them might be a team trading and that's already used the first round pick back second. We know how that works, right? Just because we're here and we're close to the Jets doesn't mean we could throw our hands up and go, well, of course not them. They actually check a lot of the boxes for a team that would do that.
Yeah, no, you're right. Because they need it. They need
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes.
Unless Jordan Travis is somehow actually healthy and, you know, on the mend and going to be available relatively
true.
Soon.
But also not.
But we have no idea.
And also not this regime's guy.
It's true. And he was, I mean, he was barely the previous regime's guy.
Right.
He was just a, all right, let's take a shot.
Yep.
Kid could be nothing because he's damaged goods, but let's take a shot.
So if I'm the Jets, I would definitely draft Jackson Dart. I think.
Wow, I thought Tommy was going to fight me. He's always ready.
Oh no, I want the Giants to draft him too. But hear me out. So I think I'm not saying scouts do this, but I think we do this as fans, especially people like Sean and I. We watch a ton of college football. We heard this about Bo Nix. Oh, he stunk at Auburn, so he's going to stink in the NFL. Or Jalen Hurts. Oh, he was benched at Alabama and then he went to Oklahoma. But look at both of those guys and look at the modern NFL. Hurts obviously wins a Super Bowl. I think Bo Nix is built just like Jalen Hurts. And with Sean Payton, I think he's going to make noise, Bo Nix. Dart is that player. He's big. He runs. He's a dual threat. He fits the modern game really, really well. So even though maybe you didn't like him at Ole Miss, you maybe bet on him, you lost some money on the guy, he fits the modern NFL really well. No, so I think he's a top 10 pick as far as the modern game.
He was at Ole Miss his whole career?
Believe so.
Yeah.
I've only seen him at Ole Miss.
He was great at Ole Miss. I mean, he broke all of Eli's records at Ole Miss. So it just tells you how talented of a college player he was. But it's interesting you bring up the Jalen Hurts thing. I think Jalen Hurts' personality is to never get flustered, no matter what. I mean, he got benched in the national championship game and basically came out and said all the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year helped them get back into it because because Tua got hurt. And so, and then he transferred in Oklahoma. He had a fantastic career out there and as a Sooner. I forgot who was their coach.
The coach was in Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley. And Bo Nix was the same way. I called one of Bo Nix's games at Auburn, and I was like, this kid is just not good. And then he goes to Oregon and is unbelievable.
Well, dude, I used to joke that he was like Van Wilder. He was in college for like 10 years.
Every time he looked up.
He stunk at Auburn.
He couldn't win the road games, which killed him in the SEC.
But Oregon, he was great. So you didn't know, am I getting the Oregon Bo Nix? Am I getting the Auburn? We got the Oregon Bo Nix, but the game, his style of play fits. Like 10, 15 years ago, Jalen Hurts, Bo Nix, those guys wouldn't go in the first round. They barely play. Yeah. But now guys like Jackson Dart are what the modern NFL quarterback, those are the guys that excel.
I'm planting my flag
right now. Well, it's because they can play right away.
Yep. And they're physical. They're big. Dart's like 6'2". They can take a beating, a pounding, and they can run the ball.
You're planting your flag. Who do you want?
I think the Jets are going to take Jackson Dart. February 27, 2025.
Well, let's mark it down. Let's revisit it. We're over here watching Travis Hunter highlights on television. This kid was awesome. He was awesome.
I may come around on my 2 o'clock open flip-flop. I think we're going to have this conversation. I think it's going to be very polarizing. I think Jet fans are going to fight with each other about it. But they check the box of that type of team.
They do. The only thing I would say is this. Does Eli call John Mara and say, dude, you got to look at... Dude,
he knows him well enough?
He wouldn't call him dude, but would he... But just that connection, would he call John Mara and say, take a look at this guy at three. If Shador, if Cam, if they go, you don't have to trade up. You could take Dart at three.
Tommy, don't even say that. And I'm not anti-Jackson Dart, and I consider it, but the last thing
at
I want...
three?
Wow. The last
thing... He's going in the top 10.
I have such a sour taste in my mouth... Because everything Daniel Jones, not his fault, did was compared to he had David Cutcliffe, who coached Eli. Right. He reminds us of Eli. I'm sorry.
But I don't think they're saying that about Jackson Dart. I don't think Jackson Dart is being compared to Eli.
It's not, but it's the Ole Miss.
Ole Miss connection.
I just want the Giants to make a quarterback selection that the coach believes he can coach in and the general manager. I don't want anything influenced by any feelings of
I'm
Eli.
I'm just saying I'm not saying that they would be influenced. I'm just saying, is there a path to Eli picking up the phone, calling John Mara and saying, hey, Jackson Dart, give this guy a little extra look here. I think he's got something here.
Well, he's not Tom Brady yet.
Yeah. He's not an owner yet.
Eli.
Tom Brady. Yeah. He's not an owner.
Eli might get in on there. Him and Floyd Mayweather are going to have to arm wrestle. Connor, quickly, you're a Jet fan. Your thoughts?
I don't really think it matters because if they draft somebody, he's going to wind up being a total disaster.
Sounds like a Jet fan.
I don't think they're going to get Jackson Dart. I think Glenn says they want to win now. I think they're just destined to have Kirk Cousins be the quarterback this year. They're going to move on from Aaron Rodgers for a worse version of Aaron Rodgers with the same Achilles injury. That's what the Jets are going to do. They're going to win 4 games next year. They'll win maybe 6 games the year after that. Then this regime will get fired. They'll bring in a new crew. Wow. That's just how it's going to go.
You are beaten, Connor.
I mean, how many holes of golf are you playing with Terry?
Beaten.
Yeah. I mean, I'm beaten, broken, and destroyed. The last year was the end of it. My family sold the season tickets. We're all out on
is
the
that
Jets.
Fact? Is that true?
Yeah, we sold the tickets.
Get out.
We've had enough. This was it for us.
Wow.
Your family had season tickets and they sold out. That was it?
Yeah, my dad finally had enough. He's had season tickets since the late 90s, finally had and sold.
Did your dad have front row 50-yard line upper deck and that's how Evan's getting them now?
No, but we were kind of in that same general area, sort of around midfield. But yeah, we've had enough.
The Jets lost season ticket holders with the last name Green.
Wow.
Think about how bad that is.
And Connor wears that damn Jet thing every week.
The Rodgers one, I told him. Connor's not wearing it today. He wears this every week, this Aaron Rodgers hoodie. Dude, retire it.
I'm going to keep wearing it.
Why?
Because I'm not going to buy a Kirk Cousins jersey. I refuse.
You know there's other players like besides
it's going to be Kirk Cousins. It's just going to be Kirk Cousins. That's how it's going to be.
Sauce Gardner and Will McDonald play on the team. You know that, right?
I don't even care. Those guys will be off the team in a couple of years. They're going to demand trades. It's over.
It's not easy being green.
Oh, man, it really is.
We have positive Tommy and the opposite of positive Connor.
So you have Dart going to the Jets, though, Sean. I just want to be clear here. That's your prediction right now? Yeah.
And spoiler alert, it's spoiled now. I was planning on leading with that tomorrow. Hopefully some news happens. 888-808-1019. Our good friend Bad Tiki joins us when we come back. I wonder what that clown is up to, because it's much easier sitting with good Tiki than speaking with bad
Just because he hates you, dude. Come on.
I know. Can you imagine me in Evan's chair today? What is he going to say? I have no idea what this clown is going
to
say.
I'm sorry for my alter ego. Yeah.
We've gone so far with Bad Teague. I think I said this to you guys off air last week. I forget that it's an alter ego. I actually think it's just some scumbag joining us every week. We've covered a lot on the show. Dominguez's defense, the Travis Hunter problem. By the way, any Yankee fan who's really angry about outfield defense, you want some good news?
What's that?
Jazz Chisholm Jr. I think we could be the best shortstop second baseman in the league, definitely defensively, and I think we're probably going to turn the most double plays in the league, too. That would be my prediction for us.
Wow.
So, all right, Jazz, speaking some positive defense about him and Volpe.
Who's playing third?
Dominguez? By the way, give him a third base glove. Let's go.
Can't be worse, right?
Like drunks.
Let's go. We will get DJ LeMahieu action in spring training this weekend, too. So be on the lookout for those tweets.
Nice.
That'll be fun. Maybe Evan will pop over. We'll figure that out. A little pop over, a little hop, skip, and a jump to Tampa. Watch a little Yankee baseball. 888-808-1019. All right. Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com and come get some. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show.
Evan, I'm having a terrible week. Wait, you're not Evan. Where is Evan? What have you done with the red-headed weasel? Did he get whacked?
Come on, Bad Tiki. What are you talking about? He didn't get whacked. He's on a family vacation. Chill out. Come on,
Forefather Tiki. I'm just saying, nobody's seen him. Nobody's heard from him. One day he's running his mouth about sports without a care. The next, poof, vanished like Kevin Durant from the Nets. I'd bet our little buddy Evan is on the run.
Bad Tiki, Evan is just out today, probably enjoying some time with family, you know?
Oh, Shawnee Snacks, I'm sure that's it. And Bronny James was drafted because he's good at basketball and deserves to be in the league. Stop it. Everyone knows why today, of all days, is the one Evan chose to be on the run. Open your eyes. Bad Tiki cannot be outsmarted. Super smart, super detective, super tall Bad Tiki. Evan, your days are numbered.
Come on. Bad Tiki, what in the world would Evan be on the run from? You're being absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, I don't know, OG Tiki. Maybe because today is the day the Epstein client list gets released.
Oh,
I'm not saying Evan's name is on the list, but I'm not willing to say he's not on the list. Is it just a coincidence he happens to be fleeing the city today? That's all. I'm sure it's nothing more. You little sheep. Bah, bah. And you too, Sean. Oink, wee, oink, oink, wee. Bad Tiki reads between the lines.
Bad Tiki, enough. Come on. It's ridiculous. Evan, actually, believe it or not, is allowed to have days off.
Is it, Sean? Is it? I mean, the guy goes to like 300 sporting events a year. Where's all this money coming from? You ever wonder about that? You think W Fan pays that well? They don't. Or maybe Evan's been taking a few too many business flights. I got the sources. I got the intel. Super intel. Bad it, Tiki, baby. Evan is going down.
Come on, Ben. I can't even believe we're entertaining this.
You're right, Original Tiki. Enough about Epstein Roberts. We must seize the moment. I see a golden opportunity here. I've been waiting a long time for this. Welcome to the first ever episode of the Bad Tiki and Tiki Show. That's right. Bad Tiki, real sports talk for real New Yorkers. I'm taking the reins here, baby. Power chair what? Bad Tiki. Our fans deserve real insight, and I'm here to deliver. So let's get right into it. The Giants quarterback situation. Matt Stafford, Aaron Rodgers. Who's the better option?
Okay, Bad Tiki. Well, first...
Now we go to the phones. Sad Tiki in Queens, you're on the W Fan. Talk to me, Sad Tiki.
Hey, Bad Tiki. Hey, Real Tiki. Love the show. I got to be honest, I'll be pretty sad if the Giants get Rodgers, but I'll also be pretty sad if the Giants get Stafford. I'm going to hang up and listen and be pretty sad. Oh, and good riddance to the Rusty Crab, Evan Roberts. Thanks.
Sorry to hear that, Sad Tiki. I hope you get some help real soon. Regular Tiki, I'm a little busy right now. Take the next caller.
Okay, Tiki, number 3,765. You're on the fan.
Thanks, Moldmaker Tiki. First time, long time. You know what really grinds my gears? The Jets. They give Aaron Rodgers all this money. He comes in here and he ruins the place. And don't even get me started on the Giants. This whole thing is a mess. Fire everyone. Hire a Tiki. Why don't they ever give us a call? Am I right? We have so many Tikis. At least one of our Tikis can fix these problems. These teams are run by idiots. And can I add one more thing? This Evan Roberts, I hope they lock him up and throw away the key. Thanks.
What the hell is going on?
Great call. I hear you loud and clear, Grumpy Tiki. Are you suggesting TEI? Sounds like a great idea. Classic what? Tiki. Take the next call.
Bad Tiki, are all these callers just your Tiki?
Never mind. I'll do it myself like I do everything. Oh, no, Evan Tiki, you're on the W Fan.
Hey, Bad Tiki and Regular Tiki. I have a Mets podcast. I like AI songs, and I really, really miss Jacob DeGrom. But I have a bone to pick with you. You said something about the Nets earlier.
Positive, Tommy. Are you even screening these calls? Why would you let Evan Tiki through? That guy sucks. He's so boring. He is the only version of Tiki I regret creating. And I've created some awful Tikis. Like Peter Schwartz Tiki, who keeps asking to cover all the other Tiki's shifts. Oh. Sal Licata Tiki, who, if we are being honest, is intellectually bankrupt. And he only has one eye. And, of course, Gio Tiki, who just has a small peen. It's so little and so ugly. Positive Tommy, you're fired. Negative Tommy, you're in charge now.
Okay, Bad Tiki. Positive Tommy is finally gone. It's all his fault the Giants can't pick the right QB. They'll never pick the right QB. The Giants have become the Jets. The Giants are little brother. I am little brother. Bad Tiki, please give me a little brother. No, wait. I don't want my brother to suffer this life of negativity and losing. The Mets are doomed. The pitcher's arms are all falling off. I will not lead us. I cannot lead us. Please, Bad Tiki, turn my lights off. My voice hurts. Screaming cannot be my only setting. Why can't the Knicks beat the damn Celtics?
Bad Tiki, you can't just replace our producer. Who the hell do you think you are?
Who the hell's talking? Sean, oink, why are you still here? Forget it. I don't really care. This is boring. Who the hell would want to do this all day long, talking on the radio? Bad Tiki is too talented and too tall for this. Now I see why you freaks like it so much. Bad Tiki is about to hit the slopes. I'm at my favorite ski resort in Montana. My friends Matthew and Tom are actually coming to meet me in a few minutes. We went skiing last night. and we have more skiing this evening. We all happen to be here at the same time. What a coincidence, right? These guys really love skiing. Wowzers. Okay, guys, gotta go. Mrs. Roberts needs company while Evan's away. And who knows, maybe he's away for good. You know how the saying goes. If you can't do the time, don't get on the plane and fly to the island. Bye-bye, suckers. Bad Tiki out.
If you can't do the time, don't get on the plane and fly to the island? What the hell does that mean?
I don't know what the hell just happened.
Don't either.
And about 3 minutes ago, I thought he legitimately had a cold.
Well, he certainly does. I mean, it's cold and flu season. Sounded like he had a little bit of an allergy going on there.
I thought he was inhaling.
Sounded more like just like a cold, I would say.
Do I have to read this again?
What do you mean?
Yes.
Bad Tiki's a sentient AI-generated
being. Oh, yeah, no, that for sure.
And is not affiliated with a representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN, Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber's a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
With the Bad Tiki segment. Yes, I think skiing certainly was going on there.
I'm in love with the go-go.
Just feel better, Bad Tiki. Yeah. A little under the weather.
Oink, oink, oink.
All right.
Well, Connor's turning into epicness.
Yeah, back to the calls. By that fake Evan was unbelievable. Huh? Charles in Lock Harbor. Charles, what's up?
What's up, Charles?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I don't know if you remember me. I did the Trump impersonation on the show.
Yeah, that was epic. I appreciated it.
Well, we don't remember you because we didn't hear your real voice.
Yeah. So I actually have a real point this time.
Nice.
That was just I almost like forgot my point because that was very hard to endure that whole bad thing. I'm thinking about the Yankees. And they lose Soto, right? So now they have this versatile roster. They bring in versatile play like Bellinger and all these guys. Okay,
right.
So somehow, I'm not even trying to like hate or anything, but somehow they find a way to bring in a player as versatile as Bellinger and then fill the roster with Goldschmidt, who can't play any other position, and a guy and a kid who is coming off an injury who only plays a good center field, and every time we've seen him in left field has just been terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, they're clogging up the roster, and I'm a Met fan saying this. I'm literally like not even like a Yankee fan. But it's just, come on. I mean, Bellinger can play first. He hasn't played a ton of lefty, probably could a little.
Right.
But, I mean, they somehow managed to make this roster that was supposed to be flexible and allowing for other people to play other positions, and they've clogged it up a little bit.
Right. Now it feels misfit.
Thanks, Cole Charles.
Right? It just feels like you're getting a lot of players playing maybe positions.
Yes, and look, I'm okay with 1 year of Paul Goldschmidt at first, so I don't think that drastically clogs up. But my problem is, if you're bringing Bellinger in, who's played right field, first center, you're taking a rookie whose position is center, and you thought it'd be easy in left. It's not. Don't let this get out of hand. Like, it's simple. Put the veteran in left field.
Yeah, but I think the challenge is what happens if he moves him to the center, and he's not even better.
Okay.
That's the challenge that you're looking at.
Tiki, you are 110% right. If you move him to center and he's not any better, it's still an absolute epic disaster. In which case, at that point, I do think you just stick him at DH until Stanton comes back. Mm-hmm. And then, look, we'll see how injuries shake out from there and everything. However, let me see that first. Mm. That's all I'm saying. No, people are looking to jump to DH now. Let me see him in his natural position first.
Well, you know how the Yankee fan is. They're pessimistic. Even though they were just in the World Series, even though they're always in the postseason, even though they have a two-time MVP and some other good, really good players, including a rotation that's one of the best in baseball right now, the Yankee fan is always looking at the weak spot.
You're right.
They're not looking at, we got this and this and this, and we can withstand XYZ because we have this really good position group, but they look for the weak spot. Because they think that weak spot is where they're going to be exposed and vulnerable and ultimately derail what they hope is a World Series season.
It's an interesting juxtaposition because you're right. We've talked about this with Tommy with the Knicks, right? The Knicks don't get out of the second round ever, but like he's so positive on it.
Right.
You hear me with the Rangers, they break my heart. Right. I'm positive on it.
When the reality is you should be positive about this Yankee team.
Right. The team that in theory gives us the most, we're always in the ALCS. They go to a World Series last year. I think you have right now, though, Tiki, a fan base that is mixed with excitement because baseball season's coming, but also on edge about the reality. Because the way this offseason went, it was a punch in the gut losing Juan Soto. However, many of us to a man agreed, hey, the pivots of Bellinger, Goldschmidt, Devin Williams, Max Fried, that was exciting. It was okay, we see the money getting spread out. And that all looked good on paper. Now we've gotten to spring training, and Stanton gets hurt. Like, all the worst nightmares are starting to be realized, right? Like, Clark Schmidt got hurt. Injuries, injuries, injuries. And when you realize that the idea of Dominguez coming up and playing well, all of these things sound good until they start to see it happen. And you're like, wait a minute. Is this roster not put together well? And it just gives that room of back to where we were the night we lost Juan Soto, where this doesn't feel like last year's team.
Yeah. So it feels incomplete.
Yes, it feels incomplete. And it feels like we almost had fake optimism after the pivot.
Right, because even though you had a... Well, that's the reality is you had a really successful season last year. And I saw Nestor talking about this as well, co-signing what I said, that the Yankees in a lot of ways were the better team, right?
You read my mind.
They just underperformed.
Yeah.
And it sucks because it took so long to get back to that moment.
I know.
And you just didn't put your best foot forward. That's why it's so disappointing and frustrating as a Yankee fan. And so coming off of a massive frustration, it's like, all right, now we're really going all into it because we know we can get there. People said they sleptwalk there because of the Guardians and the Royals, but whatever. You know you can get there. At some point, we got to play our best in that moment. And now it feels like because of the holes, the weak parts that we're emphasizing, they're not going to have a shot.
And
that's not fair for who the Yankees are and what they've always been.
And the reason the Dominguez thing I think is frustrating to me and other Yankee fans is simply because we've been down this road before with young players and the team always playing them out of position. Mm-hmm. And it's so simple to say, well, he could play this position. It should be easy to just slide over and play this until it's not.
Right.
I can't explain why left field is not the same as center field, but clearly Jason Dominguez was not making these errors in those 9 games 2 years ago. Now, maybe if he continued to play,
he was at center.
But he was at center field when he came up, okay? He is making them now. He looks lost. And this is beyond, hey, we have a stacked roster. They also need him to hit. He started spring training as the leadoff hitter. This is a problem. They did this with Gleyber Torres. It killed him at the plate. Mm. They did this with Miguel Andujar. It killed his career. This is a problem that the Yankees should learn their lessons of past problems for. Put the center, the young center fielder in center field if he can't field in left.
Or third base.
Right. Or, yeah, slap a third base glove because we don't have that position covered either.
Right.
888-808.
Cashman stinks at his job.
Don't tell McMonagle that. John and Maspeth. John, what's up?
What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going? So a couple months ago, I called and asked Tiki a question about, you know, what's the difference between, like, the best offensive line and the worst offensive line that you were running behind in your career. And you said it was the consistency.
Right.
Right? Now, this got me thinking. Repetition breeds success.
Right.
Now, we've seen the Eagles draft a bunch of defensive players from Georgia, have very good success with that.
Right.
Do you think we'll start seeing teams draft, like, offensive linemen from, like, the same school, like, back-to-back years?
Huh. That's interesting.
Try to put, like, chemistry two or three together. Or four.
Yeah, just from chemistry
offensive
standpoint.
Offensive linemen from, like, Alabama together or, like, Ohio State.
Just for chemistry. You're talking about just for chemistry reasons. I mean, John, it's an interesting question because the Georgia interior defensive line that's in Philly, they were really good.
Yeah, and you have N'Kobe Dean as a linebacker feeding off that. That was used
right
for that.
On the edge, or is he on the edge?
He's more their inside.
Yeah,
linebacker.
He's more inside.
Smith is
Zach Bond's their bubble backer. I guess N'Kobe Dean is there as well. They had two bubble backers. Either way,
yeah.
But what he's done down there, Howie Roseman, is exactly what John was just talking about, right? Go get familiarity. He hasn't done it offensively, but he did it defensively. Now, I don't know if it necessarily works with offensive line that way. I know it helps when guys have played in the same system in the NFL and then they start, you know, working together. But I think the biggest lesson that you can take from the champion, unfortunately, it's our rival, the Eagles, is that they draft size.
They do.
Their offensive line, I guess Lane Johnson is on the smaller side for the right tackle, but he's a perennial Pro Bowler, so who cares? But Mekhi Becton is massive.
Mm-hmm.
Landon Dickerson is massive.
Right.
Jordan Mailata is massive.
Right.
So they have this humongous but athletic offensive line. And so you can't take advantage of them in any way. And so I think the better lesson is, yes, the Eagles draft really well, but if you're going to draft all O-linemen, they better be huge and athletic and want to be great.
Right. Big dudes with the want. And the other thing that the Eagles have done, I could specifically pinpoint two players, and it's important to note this because of all the news coming out with the stress fracture with Abdul Carter.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, organizations do this whole process, and it's like they're looking for reasons not to draft a player.
I agree.
Okay?
Even though you know he's great.
You know he's great. So there's two examples of this on the Eagles, okay? Number one, Landon Dickerson, who's turned out to be a tremendous guard, was a center at Alabama, I believe.
Yep.
And right towards the end of his college career, he had a horrible leg injury.
Yeah.
Where you basically knew he was going to miss most of his rookie year in the NFL. He would have been a first-round pick. He was selected by the Eagles in the second round. And I remember saying at the time, man, all these teams just passed on the guy because what? They couldn't get the immediate payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Smart decision because they got a first round talent in the second round.
Who, by the way, can also play center. So when Cam Jurgens got hurt going into one of the playoff games, I don't think it was the Super Bowl. I think it was the
NFC Championship
game. NFC Championship game. Guess who slid over to center?
Yep.
Whatever they call him, All American center from Alabama who's playing guard for you and made the Pro Bowl as a guard.
And then they had Jalen Carter, who obviously had horrible legal moment, the issues of, you know, the racing, somebody died. Like, I understand why teams would worry about drafting that, but the Eagles looked at a player like that and said, I'm getting a guy who's going
to
be...
Right, go ahead. It's not a big enough character issue to me.
Okay, but this is why teams passed on it. He had top five potential in the draft and fell all the way to the Eagles in the late 20s because teams worried about that. That is two guys for two different reasons that teams looked at that could have been top 10, you know, Landon Dickerson's case, went to the second round, could have been a top 20 pick, that now are big players in the trenches because they were not scared off by picking. They didn't look for reasons not to pick guys.
Yeah, no, that's a good point, right? It's the, was it Leo Collins? Is that the guy?
Yep, right? That was the other guy, right, who was caught up in that, like, the murder investigation for LSU lineman.
Yeah, who was the guy with the weed?
No, you're talking about Laramie Tunzel. Laramie Tunzel had the gas mask.
Tunzel did fall all the way, if you remember that,
too. Both of them did, but, like... Okay, whatever. He's smoking weed. Who cares?
And guess what? The Giants that year with Colin, is Leo, not, no, what would you say his name was? Tunzel.
Laramie Tunzel.
When he tumbled, okay? That whole draft. Do you remember what happened with the Giants? They sat and went, oh, gas mask. We can't take him. Let's take Eli Apple. Imagine they landed on Tunzel, who would still be a tackle for them today instead.
Yeah.
Sometimes, man, just don't look for reasons not to draft a guy.
Right.
Step up and get ballers. That's it.
Don't worry about what the 18 to 21-year-old is doing.
Exactly.
Just think about what the hell you were doing when you were 18 and 21.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.